Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community Connections on a Tuesday morning with me, Dave, on Basingstoke Radio. I've got Claire on the telephone. Morning to you, Claire. Are you all right?
Good morning. Good morning. I am indeed. I hope you're somewhere warm and dry. I feel like the last week it's been very, very wet, hasn't it?
Yeah, Sunday was a bit windy, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, well, this time of year, I turn into half part-time gardener, part-time
Hedgehog.
musician. So I'm kind of doing indoor and outdoor carols
All
and
right,
music
yeah.
things all over the place. So I'm even more paranoid about the weather, about whether the piano is going to get wet, are we going to
Yeah.
stand and sing in the rain and all the rest of it. So we'll see how things go. But hopefully we should maybe get a bit drier in the run-up to
Yeah.
Christmas, eh?
When you said you, I thought it was going to be half gardener, half hedgehog. I thought you were going into hibernation or something.
Don't even joke. I think I would, there's a part of me which would really like a hibernaculum. Now, I know you're going to tell me off for using Latin already,
Oh,
but a
here we go.
hibernaculum. Here we go. A hibernaculum is literally what hedgehogs and other people hibernate in, other species hibernate in. And frankly, if it wasn't for Christmas, I think I'd be quite well up for a hibernaculum, and I don't think I'd be alone in that.
No,
It's quite an
absolutely not.
attractive idea, isn't it?
Yeah,
Wake me up in March.
that's right. There must be a song about that. Wham done a song, didn't he? Anyway, right, we're talking today because we're not too far away from Christmas. What are we talking about today then, Claire?
Last year, we've talked about Christmas presents for gardeners. And if
Gloves.
you're stuck for ideas, yeah, gloves, but the right gloves, please. And we'll put a link out for the show notes for the last one when we did all that, because that's all still relevant. But I thought, because a lot of people actually quite like giving a book at Christmas, so I thought we could do books for gardening books, not necessarily books for gardeners. I think we can go a bit wider than that, but books about gardening that you might want to gift to your nearest and dearest this year.
Yeah, because they're not only like physical books, because you can get Audible books, can't you? Like
You
electronic
can,
books on the book readers. I'm not going to say the name, but
absolutely.
yeah.
No, indeed, many book readers are available, and there's all sorts of ones. But I thought we'd go old school with some actual books that you could either download to said devices, or pop in the post or pop under a Christmas tree if you've got one this year. So I thought we would start off by doing a few kind of like little motifs of different people. So I've got a Gen Z couple, I've got a houseplant lady, I've got a gardening geek, I've got a film buff, a nature lover, a creative, and a keen veggie person. So take your pick, Dave, and I'll tell you the book for that type of person.
Oh, let's go for a veggie person.
Veggie, right, growers. So if you want this one, there's a cracking book out by a guy called Simon Aykroyd, and it's called Grow Your Groceries. And he takes supermarket veg and tells you how to grow more of that supermarket veg from that very supermarket veg. It's brilliant. So he'll tell you how to grow more spring onions from your spring onions, how to grow a carrot from your carrot. It's really, really good, super easy, and a bit of fun. So Grow Your Groceries by Simon Aykroyd. He's very popular on TikTok and Instagram, but really lovely way of just having a bit of fun. And it's super cheap because it's just, what you buy in Tesco or
That's
Sainsbury's.
right.
So that's
And
for the growers, yeah.
be all right for the kids as well, wouldn't it? They can get
Very good for
involved with that.
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant one for kids.
Right. Okay. Let's go
Right.
for houseplant lady. Was that the one?
Houseplant lady. Now, there literally is a book called Crazy Plant Lady.
You didn't write it,
This
did
is
you?
exactly. No, I didn't.
Okay. All
I
right.
do have some
Okay.
houseplants, not many. I'm not huge on houseplants because they're sometimes a little bit too high maintenance for me. But okay, it might be a bit of a cliche, but it is good fun, and so it's a lovely book. It's beautifully written, and it's nicely done for the lady who likes lots of house plants in her life. So, A Crazy Plant Lady is the one to hopefully raise a smile and a chuckle, and not have it thrown in your face on Christmas Day.
Crazy plant lady. Or you could
Indeed,
have crazy plant person, couldn't you, if we want to be politically
indeed,
correct?
indeed. I mean, house plants for everyone. One of the most famous. And people on TikTok and Instagram is an amazing chap called James Wong. He was a really famous ethnobotanist, which basically means he studies people and plants.
All
And he
right.
doesn't have a garden outside, but he's got 500 house plants in his house.
Wow.
Amazing guy. Really, really good. Yeah.
That takes some
So
watering.
anyway, yeah, I think he spends like 3 hours a day doing indoor
Jeez.
gardening. So I know. There we are. All different people. So, how about something for film lovers in our lives?
Go on
You
then.
might think,
Yeah, all right.
what film got there? Well, you might remember Derek Jarman. Do you remember Derek Jarman? Really famous film film writer in the 80s and 90s. So he did lots of very famous avant-garde films, and he was one of the first people to chronicle in diaries what it was like to be living and then sadly dying of AIDS in the AIDS epidemic in
All
the
right.
80s and 90s. But he moved out of London and he moved very near the power station at Dungeness and bought this tiny cottage in the middle of nowhere. So basically, imagine very large nuclear power station,
Yeah, I've been
barren
there.
wasteland. Yeah, exactly. And then tiny, tiny little cottage. And this journals his life, the lots of the Derek Jarman diaries journal his life about his artistic life, his what he's doing up in what make films he's making, what's happening with his friends, some dying, some getting married, all sorts of things, and also how he discovers plants. So it's like a really immersive film-esque style way of writing that he has, but it's full of weird, quirky oddities, and it's a really good, almost like a novel about a film writer and artist, but also about his love of plants. And you can still go to the same cottage, Prospect Cottage. It's been preserved for the nation because it's so interestingly combining these things. So Derek Jarman's books I highly recommend. I'm really good for the person who feels like a bit highbrow in your life and you want to impress them slightly with something a little bit kind of elevated. So
Right.
Derek Jarman is the
I'm going
books
to
for
write
you.
that name down now. Derek Jarman.
Derek
I'll
Jarman, yeah.
see if I can get that into a conversation next week somewhere. All
Yeah,
right. Okay.
indeed. You
Right.
put that one in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Oh, nature lovers.
Oh, yeah. Go.
So
Yeah. Let's have
I
a
think a
nature
lot of
lover one.
people really like nature, and with a lot of people, I think particularly younger generations, are very keen to bring biodiversity into their gardens and do things right. There's been some great books by people like Alice Fowler. She's written a book called The Thrifty Gardener, which is about how to save money when you're owning your first flat or something like that. Really, really good. Then there's a great chap called, oh, what's his name? Oh, Dave Goulson. He's written something called The Wild Gut Jungle, and it's all about all the bees and insects and mad amount of life there is in the average garden and how to generate more of it. And he's a proper geek. He like studies insects, but he writes in a really engaging way. And I think for a lot of people who want to kind of are really interested in that kind of thing, it's a lovely book. You just will have to bear with them just quoting lots of facts at you about insect decline and what to do about it. But I think a lot of people, it's good to get good facts from reputable scientific sources, and so not to scaremonger anyone and not to kind of go off down rabbit holes. But I highly recommend Dave Goulson's books. Really, really good and nicely illustrated as well. So that's one for your nature lovers. Right, what else can we cover?
We got
Oh.
we got a geek one, haven't we? Or have we done that one?
Oh yes, yeah, we got geeks. So if you are thinking, oh my goodness, my aunt or my uncle or my mother-in-law really loves plants, really loves her gardens, what on earth can I get her? There are a number of very geeky books you can get for her or him or them. These include the Beth Chatto books. They have specific type of plants. So she has a book about the woodland garden, the dry garden, the damp garden. So if you kind of think, oh, I know she's got like a really dry gravel garden, maybe she'd like this one. That would be a good nice gift to give to someone like that. There's also like nice detailed guides. Like there's one called What Plant Where, which basically is almost like a recipe book and tells you what plant you should put in what circumstances. And so if you've got a real geek on your hands, something like that I don't think would go too amiss. Those are for the what I would call the gardeners type of books,
Yeah.
so it might be a bit more than those. So there's a
Mind
whole range of those.
you, rather than buying the book, you could just listen back to a previous episode because you'd done that What Plant Where, didn't you, roughly? We were talking about
Indeed,
that
we've done lots of,
a few
yeah,
weeks
we've
ago,
done,
didn't we? We were talking about
yes,
that.
we have done What Plant Where. I think we definitely have in different ways. We might next year, well, we need to think about next year, but we might do a few
Yeah.
scene few ones about like do okay, let's do a dry gravel garden, let's do a damp clay garden and do things like that. But yeah, if you can't wait to that and you want to hand something over on Christmas Day, that's definitely those kind of geeky books from the RHS. That's where they are, the Royal Horticultural Society, are really good gift ideas. So
Right.
I think that leaves us with the creatives and the coffee book tables. So
Oh, let's have coffee
what
book one first.
coffee book?
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee book tables. So these are the books that you just want to Adorn for the person who just wants something really beautiful and absolutely kind of visually stunning to look at. And just, and I appreciate, Dave, this might not be top of your recipient, top of the list of things you want to receive, but there are some amazing garden
Could they
photographers
do that
out
in
there who
audio format, that book, maybe? I don't know.
I'm
Who
not entirely sure it would, although some of them do pair the visuals with lots of nice commentary really, really well.
They describe it all.
And one of my favorite one is by a woman also called Claire Takacs, or Takacs, and it's called Wild. And she is an incredible photographer and takes these amazing gardens all around the world, which are slightly naturalistic, slightly wild. And she gets up at dawn and she takes the most amazing atmospheric, illuminative photos of these amazing spaces around the world, and then tells the backstory, tells who the owners are, how did it come about, what's the kind of theme. But it's a lovely book to just kind of flip through idly and just, you know, immerse yourself. It's, of course, it's Dreamworld. These are highly curated images, vast amounts of money, time, energy, wealth, volunteers, whatever goes into making these images, but you can dream and they're great for inspiration. So if you want someone who wants that really classy coffee book table, Wild by Claire Takacs, I would recommend.
Okay,
It's for creatives. Yeah, it's for the creatives.
okay.
And I thought there's a new book out this last year, which is a really good, solid guide. So I kind of imagine for the creative types, we've got someone who wants to do maybe a bit of design of their own garden, have a think about, you know, maybe they're moved into a new build. And this is a book by someone called Pollyanna Wilkinson. She's an award-winning garden designer, very popular on social media, and it's called How to Design Your Garden. And it literally would take a creative person through how to create a mood board, how to kind of zone, and you know, a lot of the work that I do kind of on a weekly basis on kind of designing and shaping a garden. But I thought for a creative type over winter, it's a brilliant book because a lot of designing, yes, we get out there and do the plants, but a lot of it is sitting and thinking and looking from the inside out, actually. So I would recommend that. Again, it looks beautiful. It's really, really nicely done. And very, very straightforward and nicely practical for those creative types.
There
So
you
I
go.
think that's a kind of a really whistle stop tour. But I think I'd just like to kind of get over the idea there's books about gardens, not for necessarily people who you think are gardeners. Does that make sense? Yeah, I'm not convincing you. I'm not convincing you, I can say,
No.
but I would say giving a book for a Derek Jarman book for a film buff,
Derek
or
Jarman, that's the word.
Derek Jarman, yeah, that's the one. Or maybe some of these. The Grow Your Groceries is a great one for kids. I think that'll be a really, really good one for the Simon Ackroyd book for the younger generation.
Good. And you're going to put them on the socials after the show?
I will definitely put them on socials after the show. Yeah, I'll get them out this week.
Perfect. Right. Now, this is going to be the last one before Christmas, isn't it? And then we're not going to connect with you until early January. So,
That's a terrific to the shock, isn't it? I don't
it
quite
yeah, it
know
is.
what has happened in 2025. It feels like it's kind of
Just flown by,
rolled
isn't
the
it?
way down the hill, hasn't it? Yeah,
Yeah, with all that
yeah.
wind we had over the weekend.
And that rain, we're all being washed down the
Oh,
hill, aren't we?
don't.
But thank you so much for this year of chatting, Dave. I've really enjoyed
Been
it.
good fun.
Good fun as ever, and I'll look forward to being back on the radio waves in 2026 for a whole fresh year of gardening geekery and nonsense Latin names
That's right,
to
yeah.
make you
I've
nicely
learnt
annoyed.
yeah, I've learnt some new words. I've learnt some
Excellent.
Latin. Don't ask me to repeat them because I couldn't possibly remember them. But I've learnt some new
Pardon
words.
my
I've learnt
vernaculum.
yeah.
Yes. But yeah, all the very best to you and all the listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in every fortnight. It's been great having you along for the ride, and all of your questions, comments, and things we really, really love. So thank you so much for that as well.
It's been great fun. And don't forget, you can download all the back episodes, can't you, from a website? You can do that right now if you want to. They're
Yeah,
still there.
that's
They're
the
still
thing.
there.
They're all still there. You can get them from the Basingstoke website or my website, gardeneditor.co.uk. So perfect for that Twixmas phase where you just might
Oh.
have had a little bit too much of talking to people in your life and want to listen to some people outside of your
That's right.
life.
Now, that's what I haven't had for a long time, a Twix.
Yeah.
That's just
Oh.
reminded me. Yeah. Anyway, that's a complete another story. Right now, before you go then, and what song are you picking today? As if I don't know.
Well, I thought we're talking about books, so I thought let's go old school and let's go Paperback Writer by the Beatles,
By the
please.
Beatles. Lovely. We'll play that in a couple of ticks. Have a great Christmas, and I will speak to you early January.
Indeed. Take care. Thanks so much, Dave.
Speak to you
Bye-bye,
soon.
everyone.
Bye, Claire.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio.